Okay, can I ask, would you guys want a Patreon episode where we're all in tidy whiteys?
Of course they want it. That doesn't mean we have to give it to
like,
them.
Like, wouldn't you want Dan in tidy whiteys?
Why and would that?
Cooper also has a fat hog, so I've heard.
Why would they not want that? It's not about what they want. It's about what we want.
Should we just start recording?
Okay, well, 2 out of 3. 3 out of 4.
Everyone, welcome to Sissy Boys Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Dan Donahue.
I'm Cooper Lydon.
I'm Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, how are you? Glad to have you
I'm
on the
good.
Podcast.
I'm so happy that I'm 5'2".
Wait, you wouldn't
and I get
do...
to star in
Jamie
action
Foxx
movies.
Is not 5'2".
Yeah, he is. I've seen him multiple times.
And he's 5'2"?
He's tiny.
That's okay.
It's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's just a fact.
He's 5'6", 5'7".
No, that's what his IMDb
You're
says.
Tall. You think everyone who's not 6 foot is 5'2".
I think
5'2".
I'm 5'7". If I was judging him, I would say he's 4'3".
Oh, so you're being magnanimous by saying that he's 5'2".
He is short and he wears like 3 or 4 inch insoles.
Does he really?
Yes, and so does Robert Downey Jr. and they're best friends.
That's
they're
so
They're both
cute.
Tiny.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
You think they touch
I think
tips?
In actuality, they're both 5'4". 5'2 is an exaggeration,
right.
But they are short. And they're both short kings. And
they're
they
powerful.
Both are incredibly rich.
Yeah.
In the last Avengers movie, Robert Downey Jr. made more money than every other actor combined.
Really? Do you think it's because he's such a draw?
Yeah. It's because Iron Man was the first Marvel movie to make the studio money.
That's true. Yeah, that makes
sense.
So he
kind of set the like stage. And so his agents at CAA were like...
If you were to play a superhero in a movie, which one would it be?
Big Faggot Man.
That's not a... I don't know. I'm not deep into lore, but
yeah,
I don't know.
No.
In canon? Is that in canon?
You can't say
Nick
no
Cannon.
To what you said.
Yeah. No,
Matt,
Nick
support,
Cannon.
I
if I was to
you.
Play a superhero, I'd be Nick Cannon.
That dude, that is a good superhero.
On Wild and
He is a superhero to me. You know what I mean?
Truthfully, if I was to play a superhero, one of my first crushes was Chris O'Donnell in Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Did you watch that with George Clooney as Batman?
Oh, Uma no. Thurman I never watched it with George Clooney. I watched the old one.
With, what's his name?
Brian West. Adam West.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Could
oh,
you...
the old
the
one.
The old one.
Okay, no. The fourth Batman movie after the Tim Burton's one starred George Clooney as Batman, Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
Really?
Chris O'Donnell. Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
I never saw this.
It's lit. It's one of the like biggest production nightmares
you
ever.
You would be Mr. Freeze, I feel.
Thank you. I was going to say I would be Robin.
Oh, but that's just
that's
because of the sex
I,
aspect.
That's because I'd be Robin Pussy.
You just gotta... Could you just give an answer?
Do not throw the peace sign to the cameras.
Why?
Now, we have a lot of listeners on Spotify. A, they can't see the peace sign. B, now that I think about it, they're lucky that they can.
I think a peace sign is fine.
Why?
I'll
oh, okay, so you enjoy...
Not to the side like
you
that.
You enjoy the war in Ukraine. Is that what you're saying?
That is not what I'm saying.
Because I'm more into peace.
Yeah, but you're throwing it to the side. That's disrespectful.
Oh, it looks like cunnilingus.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Well, eating pussy is a symbol of peace.
Yeah. He spoke at the
not
Grammys.
Not in my community.
Not in your community. In your community, it's a sign of war.
It's a sign of not being in my community. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, gay people are often the most misogynistic. And so...
I would say they can be predisposed to it.
Oh, so you're allowed to define what gay people are.
I'm defining
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no. Define them all into one little box.
Okay, I
and
will
then throw it away
say,
like you would.
Go ahead.
In an ideal world,
this
everyone would
crazy.
Be like Cooper.
But I just don't know. Yeah, that's completely true.
Except that Cooper's only into femme twings.
Yeah.
And that fucking sucks.
No, I mean, I'm sure a lot of the reason I wouldn't fuck muscular guys is just still like internalized homophobia. It's not like I'm completely unattracted.
Oh, because you still want to be feel like I'm like you're the man.
I mean, yeah, probably as much as I don't want to admit it. Sure.
I do feel like my taste as far as like people that I've talked to who aren't completely straight, my tastes are maybe more broad because I know so many gay guys who are like, I only fuck femme twinks or I only go after bears or whatever, but it's like I don't really have anything like that.
Yeah, that's because you fuck women.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I'm saying like,
oh wait, what are you saying?
Yeah, everyone though? I fuck is pretty femme now that I think about it. Yeah, even
wait, but
like
what are you saying though?
Like I would fuck an incredibly strong woman, I would fuck a big woman, a small one. Like I don't really have anything that defined.
I would fuck any type of guy as long as he's hairy and fat
and will demean you sexually. Or will be demeaned sexually.
Yeah.
Or and is okay with you throwing up Or the cat throwing up.
I talked to a man recently at the bar that I work at, and he's like definitely a certified sex addict. And he was talking about how he has this guy who comes over and sucks his dick, and he leaves buckets around the bed because the guy will suck his dick to the point of throwing up, and he'll just continually throw up. And
wait, so the same guy will do this?
Yeah, so it's this guy, like, let's say...
It would be crazy if it was different
guys. The guy at the bar is Brian, and he has Joe come over and suck his cock. Joe sucks his dick to the point of throwing up, so Brian has buckets around his bed so that Joe can throw up in the bucket.
Funny.
Then he's like, oh, and then it gets to this really thick saliva, and at that point, it's so good.
That is such a funny way to enact bulimia.
Yeah.
Like, what if that guy is just bulimic, but it's his way of being like, oh, no, it's like a sex thing.
Oh, God, that's really twisted. What if he's not even into sucking dick?
Yeah, exactly. He's straight.
It's he's like, just trying to lose
it's
weight.
Like when guys become gay through crystal meth, he's like becoming gay through bulimia. Like if a girl had a fat enough clit, he'd do that.
That's why I'm...
This is such a trashy episode.
I remember when I...
We're going to get kicked off of IG Live, I feel.
Why?
Oh, my God, I look so fat without facial hair.
You don't look fat.
You said he looked fat before the podcast started.
I didn't. I just like agreeing. I'm trying to not yuck people's yum. So when he said I look fat, I was like, I support you.
You're
go
like,
on.
But no.
Yeah.
But he.
Hell
but,
yeah, you look fat.
No, but Matt was trying to yuck his own yum, and you supported the yucking of his own yum. So you were yucking his yum.
Yeah, you were supposed to yum me.
I guess it's an
it would
ontological.
Be like, you look thick, but like in a way that's like, damn, girl.
It's sort of like an ontological, magnanimous, philosophical sort of argument of the hyperbole of yuck and the hypertrophy of yum.
Why have you dropped magnanimous twice? Like, are you reading a thesaurus? It's not embarrassing. You can tell us. Are you reading a
dictionary?
And
you're just gonna drop ontological as if none of us have been to Ontario.
Well,
thank you.
Well, you see, I've just been brushing up on my incredible knowledge, which is already there. I feel like I'm less learning, I'm more uncovering the surface of my all
of
already
what?
Mass-anonymous
what are you
amount
running
of knowledge.
From?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What are you running?
Are you reading a book right now?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys.
You're like, I just learned how to read.
Dude, if you're reading, just tell us.
Okay.
Just be honest.
I'll be real with all of you.
Okay.
What's been happening is I've been wearing a lot more sleeveless shirts out in public. And
no.
A lot of people
no.
A lot of people call it brave. I just call it living my life. Okay? So I've been walking around, I've been covering my arms for years and years and years out of fear due to the gaze of others. And I've finally decided
the gaze?
Yeah, the gaze of others. I said what I said. Okay. So now I've decided to walk around with sleeveless. I've decided to be brave. I've decided to go out. And people, when you walk around without sleeves, assume that you're dumb.
Is it more comfortable to be sleeveless?
Oh, yeah.
People don't assume that unless it's you who's walking
that
around without sleeves.
That is not true. You're being rude.
No, I mean, yeah, he's kind of right.
You guys are both being rude.
If Matt had no sleeves, he'd be like super gay. And then if they saw me, I don't even know. They'd just be like,
they'd be like, that guy's a fucking genius.
I'm being brave.
They'd probably see me and be like, he's a nerd
no,
that's
he's
trying to be.
They would be like, that guy is on crystal meth.
They'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. They'd be
a
like,
guy
yeah.
like you in a sleeveless shirt, there's drugs involved.
I would like to walk around shirtless, but I don't want to raise the sexual energy through the roof.
The sexual energy of what? The street?
Yeah, people would be losing their minds.
People would be going nuts.
I just don't want to enact chaos in Virgil Village.
Right. Virgil would explode. The night they burned
the
Virgil
woman
to
at
the
pupuseria would start having sex with the carne asada.
She was giving you a little bit of hungry eyes.
She's so beautiful.
She's beautiful.
That would be crazy if you were just like ordering at a juice bar and then the lady taking your order started grabbing her tits. She's like, argh! And you were like, whoa.
I was at a restaurant yesterday, and someone was like, "Oh, you must have I know that you're from TikTok or whatever." And she, by the way, she didn't say she followed me. She said, "I've seen your videos," and I was like, "Oh, I said thank you," and then I was like, "Oh, wait, I didn't." Just trying to be nice, I was like, "Oh, I said thank you, but you could have hated the videos," and she was like, "Oh no, they're fine."
Real.
Yeah.
She's like, I have some notes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it double sucked because she wasn't double outwardly suck. Like, your videos are good. But then it was like...
That's the worst.
But then it was like, oh, she like recognized me, so now I have to tip really well. So I tipped like crazy.
When people are like, oh, I saw you on a show the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then don't say anything after.
I'll be just like, I'll be honest. When I pressed, she was eventually like,
and you were on stage.
She was eventually like, oh no, they're good, like whatever. But it was not. It was not a.
But also, that's someone who is in a subservient position,
right?
And that's the best that she could
and
do.
And she hasn't gotten
like,
a tip yet.
Oh, they were good.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
She's not in a winning position.
Damn.
Hey, my girl's here. Can you say that you're attracted to me, please?
That means she really hated the videos.
That means
she, or she needed that tip, but still wouldn't be
that
like,
means
oh
she,
my God,
she,
give me your cum.
And now I was in there with That's no sleeves. I'm going to be honest. I was sleeveless.
Wait,
and,
you ate dinner and no sleeves?
Well, like I said, I've been being brave lately.
What was the restaurant?
It was a very nice restaurant. I won't say the restaurant because I said the story about the server there.
Were you at La Labo?
No.
If there's one thing
that's
I hate.
That's a store that sells lotion.
It's when people don't dress for the meal.
Oh,
like,
we'll
go to a nice fucking meal, and then Nate will wear like a Narragansett like starter.
He'll wear
jacket.
A NASCAR jacket.
Yeah, he'll wear a NASCAR jacket.
That's awesome.
To a dinner where you know we're paying like $280.
I so disagree. I feel like that's the biggest flex of all time is going to a nice restaurant
also,
and wearing normal clothes.
Think wearing NASCAR jackets is like a very Hollywood thing.
But
like,
he gets them actually at like the Daytona 500.
I know, but that's even cooler. And right. I think like that is like kind of a weird flex, like you were saying. Right. I'm agreeing. I'm yumming your yum.
Do you know? You
I
can,
think you should just dress.
But when
nice.
Are you going to dinner for $280?
As much as I can.
Like, yeah, that's a good question because my dinner was not $280.
Where
bucks.
Is this happening?
Not
that
even
you and Nate are constantly going to dinners and he's underdressed.
Not even to. I mean, there was a stretch where for my birthday and for other reasons, there were nice dinners happening and Nate was at several of him.
Yeah.
At them. And he loves food, but he did not dress for it. And I was like, the whole time I was kind of like.
You're being disrespectful because he showed you those restaurants for the most part.
Do you hate God? Do you hate Jesus? You know, like whatever. I'm not. I think he was disrespecting the fish and the halibut and the seasoning and the thyme and the brining and everything that goes into it.
No.
I put on a shirt. Sleeves, at least.
Dude, if you go into a restaurant and you're sleeveless and it's like a nice restaurant, everybody thinks you are the man.
No.
Everybody looks. Everybody was looking at me and going, that's a scholar, that's a genius, that's a visionary.
Yeah, I mean, there are moments in your life that if I didn't know you, I would look at you and I'd be like, I would never want to know
Oh,
him.
The first time you met me, you didn't like me.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Pretty openly.
What happened?
In Cooper's defense, the first time he met anyone, he didn't like himself.
Too. Right. Well, no, I mean, obviously, that's where everything comes from in the, you know.
Everything revolves around Cooper.
Everything revolves around Cooper. No, like everybody who
I'm the son.
Who has resentment for others has a little bit of resentment for themselves for the most part.
A lot of it.
Whoa! Where's this coming from? No, what happened the first time we met?
I remember we were in a circle of people. So
I had
just moved to L.A., and like everyone knows who Cooper is, right? Like in the scene, even if they don't love you, they know who you are, right? They're like, oh, Cooper, right? Because they've seen you do something at a mic that's memorable.
Okay.
Every individual
I appreciate
person.
That.
It's
fucking
true.
Destroy.
Yeah, like destroy, or sometimes even
a man's face.
Well, this isn't an insult. I hope this isn't an insult, but it's like when I do bad. My set is bad and not memorable for the most part, right? Like when I do bad, it's like my jokes are failing. I'm mostly doing jokes. And I usually don't go off like on tangents or like open it up or whatever. When you do bad,
it's almost always
memorable.
Yeah, I make sure they remember.
Yeah.
When you do bad, the venue goes out of business.
The venue goes out of business.
Someone goes to the hospital.
Someone goes to jail.
A lady gets pregnant.
But so I moved to LA. Everyone knows Cooper. I know who Cooper is. We're in a circle of people. And like I make a joke in the circle that bombs. I forget exactly what it was. It was just like I tried to say something funny. And then the conversation completely moves on with no one acknowledging the joke. And Cooper turns to me and just goes, come on.
Really?
Yeah. It was at Flappers in the hallway.
Wow. This is just a setup for success.
And it was to be mean.
You were already pissed about something.
And it was to be mean.
It was to be mean.
Whoa.
You had maybe seen me at like one mic. Yeah.
And you're like such a nice guy, and you're just
I was just trying to meet people,
and,
yeah.
And you're just trying to meet people.
My dad was about to die 2 weeks later, you know what I mean? I was gearing up for that.
Did that hurt you, or are you just like, this is like a little dick?
Oh, yeah, I was immediately thrown off. I was like, oh, yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Damn, that's
but
crazy
it
we became friends.
It planted a little seed in you where you were like, it is my mission to befriend this person.
Right.
Because until I earn his respect, I'm no one in this city.
Well, me and Cooper became friends because we both went through a pretty dramatic breakups at the same time.
And then we would joke about how we'd be like, oh, I'm dating someone now.
Yeah.
It's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Fucking your girlfriend.
We would go back and forth. And that's really how I wish more therapists taught that that's how healing actually happens, is by telling your friend that you're fucking his girlfriend.
It's where the healing's done.
Yeah, the healing's over.
It's where friendships happen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
A lot of people, I make really terrible first impressions, because people I know that are friends with me will be like, yeah, I remember I met you, and I was like, my one friend Hector was like, yeah, the first time I met you, I was like, I don't know, I guess that guy's mad today. And I was like, really? I was trying to be funny in front of you. He's like, I don't know, maybe he's just a dick, or he's just having
that
a
wasn't
bad
your
day.
Experience with Cooper, right?
My first impression?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
My first impression was every day for a year, Cooper bombed like hell. And I was just like, this is insane.
Is this too much? Are we being too much towards you right now?
No, this is just true.
It turned into a really encouraging, beautiful time. And then Cooper cries.
Well, I feel like...
Oh, you want me to finish or no?
Well, I was going to say something about you. I feel like you have a much better propensity for like dealing with people's aggression, though.
You
love chaos, and you kind of absorb it and then reuse it. You're like Kirby when it comes to anger.
I become a part of it.
You absorb it, and then you use it back.
So my best friend and I were at Millie's yesterday. I was with Maddie, Lewis, or you guys, I think you've met Maddie. But anyways, we were at Millie's yesterday. We finish up eating, and we're like probably going to head home. And then we see this girl across the street at like the... outside of yummy.com. Do you know that little store, Yummy?
Fuck a place with .com.
It's because most of their sales are online orders.
I don't
but
care.
Anyways, this girl comes out and she's like, you better back the fuck up or I'm going to kill you. And Maddie and I were about to get in my car and we're like, let's go over. And so we pull out, we like cross the street and we just stand there, and it's these two girls, and one of them had scratched the other girl, and we're like, what's going on? And the girl was like, I just choked that bitch out because she tried to take two parking spots.
She didn't choke her out for sure.
Both of them were bleeding.
They were bleeding, but
the one girl
out,
she was like, I choked her out once, and I was like, are you going to calm the fuck down? I believe both of these women. She was like, are you going to calm the fuck down?
Because if you choke someone out, you've choked them unconscious. That's choking someone out.
It's just like an expression. It's an expression.
Okay. I don't think it applies to that circumstance.
Yes, it does.
It applies to that circumstance.
If a woman tells you, I kicked that motherfucker's ass.
I'm not saying she didn't kick her ass. I'm saying choked out means you choke someone unconscious. If you're talking to someone while you choked them out, they're not choked out.
She probably meant
Dan,
choked
what,
induced.
Are you
going to
do this argument when someone's like, I beat the shit out of them? You're like, oh, did poop come out of their asshole?
No, but beat the shit is a broad term. Choked out specifically means I choke someone unconscious. It's like saying I knock someone out. It's like, no, they were still awake.
Well, she, okay.
Which people do.
I
people
don't
talk
so.
About
I
street
think it's
fights.
It's just an exaggeration.
No. This is a big problem with that toxically masculine woman and toxically masculine men. They will exaggerate street fights, and that is the most egregious offense when you are exaggerating a street fight. People will say, I knocked a guy out. It's like, no, you landed a punch and maybe they wobbled. That's not a knockout.
Do you think she landed got a solid hold on her?
She might. No, I doubt it. I honestly doubt it.
I think there's just different definitions for the same term.
I believe her.
Because I just think she meant like she like had control and she was like, I'm going to let you go if you calm the fuck down.
Right, but that's not choking someone out.
Based on your dumbass Boston perspective. So anyway, she let go of the girl's neck and then the girl went after her again. So then she quote unquote choked her out again. And then the girl fucking scratched her and she's fucking bleeding from her back because she had acrylics. Anyways, it was fucking awesome. My point is that me and my friend were just standing there, and I was like, and then I turned to Maddie and I was like, I honestly feel uncomfortable because I'm a really tall white guy and I feel like I'm the next target. And then the girl with acrylic nails, her boyfriend came out and...
Oh, yeah, get out of there.
And he definitely had a gun, and I didn't see it, but...
So cool.
You know when someone has a gun. They just have
Cooper, they drive a
Cooper
Dodge
Lydon
Charger.
Energy. And, yeah, and then he was like, the girl who was originally attacked was like, you better leave. Like, you guys better head out. Like, I called the cops, you better leave. And the dude was like, really calmly, like, you better not tell me what the fuck to do.
Whoa.
And I was just like, I was like, I'm going to get killed.
You were so hard, though.
I was hard.
He sounds hot.
All these
people sound hot.
Horrible teeth.
Oh. They all sound hot.
Like, he had two
me.
Teeth that were like 1 centimeter long and like 1 centimeter wide and 4 inches long.
Dude, it sucks when you approach a street fight with the intention of like, I want to break things up. Exactly. I don't want these people to like get hurt, all that stuff. And then you get there and you're like, oh no, these people just want to throw their lives
away. Yeah, but
well,
I wasn't there to break up
fight.
The fight. I was there to fucking enjoy the show.
Right. But even that, in Boston, I was on my way to a girl's house and I saw these two guys like drunkenly fighting in a park, and I walked over to them. And I was like, guys, like they like lying. Obviously, they didn't. But I was like, oh, they called the cops and they're like, just get out of here. Like, you shouldn't be doing this or whatever. One of the guys stands up from kicking the other guy's ass and then starts walking towards me to kick my ass. And then he's so drunk, he fell over his own feet and like face planted in the ground. And I was just like, all right. And I turned around and I didn't even run away. I just walked away.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was so funny. Dude, he wanted to kick my ass, and he was so drunk he couldn't beat a saunter.
Yeah.
I just have one clarifying question, though.
Yeah.
When you say that he wanted to beat your ass, do you mean that he literally wanted to touch your butt?
He might want to touch my butt.
Like, when you're just... I'm just making sure.
Yeah, well, in Boston, it's like...
So when you said he kicked the guy's ass, was he just, like, only... Like, with his foot, he was hitting the guy's butt?
What do you say if you punch someone in the face and they didn't, like... fall on the ground with their eyes closed, would you say, I knocked that guy out? Like, just when you punch them, we say, oh, you got knocked out.
Yeah.
Okay, you're, well, then we have different ways of describing things, and that's avoiding, okay.
No, question. I want it. But right. Yeah, you're avoiding the question.
What is he saying? What's the question?
He asked, if how would you define kicking someone's ass?
Mr.
President,
they're on the ground, they're defenseless. It's like, I would go UFC rules, where it's like you no longer have the ability to intelligently defend yourself. That's getting your ass kicked.
And then if you continue kicking their ass after
I'm gonna
that,
stop being difficult.
Then it's a beatdown.
Then it's a beatdown. Yeah.
Or a stomp out.
Stomp out. Right.
Similar.
It's a curb stomp.
And that was related.
No. That's a specific thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Curb stomp is a specific.
I'm just kidding. I know.
And this whole fighting story you brought up when asked, what was it like when you first met me?
I was like, I'm going to fucking get acrylics and beat the shit out of this bitch.
I
first met Cooper, it was like 6 months of him bombing every day. And me and like Jake Nordwood and other people would look around and be like, God, this kid hates himself.
Yeah.
And like he keeps doing it every day. And it was like, Jesus Christ, like this is painful.
That's when
And then 6 months, a year in, then like the same dudes, we would like look around and we're like, damn, this guy's like. Got it.
You figured
it
out.
And it was like a beautiful thing where it was like we literally watched the like caterpillar turn into a butterfly and we're like, oh, like he did the work of like bombing every day. Like I never bombed like that hard when I started, but I was aggressive and annoying.
Right.
And it like takes a lot of confidence to be that bad and then to get good.
Right.
Whereas mine was like, I was fine and now I'm still like a little bit better than fine. You know what I mean? Whereas Cooper was like, bad, damn.
Right.
Which is a beautiful thing.
I did really well my first time. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I kept doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's when me and Matt became closer because I saw him at Tara's. And one of the things he said is he was like, I used to just see you. I mean, God.
Yeah, right.
Have the worst sense.
He has like a Vietnam stare.
He could barely say it. And then he was like, but then you got funny. And I was like, I really appreciate that.
You traumatized him.
I was traumatized.
It was one of the best compliments I've got.
It's really funny.
But yeah, I think Cooper's very funny.
But I would go in there and I'd scare people. But anyway, I didn't mean to take it away from the fighting.
Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say I've noticed in myself that I am incredibly, incredibly judgmental upon, like, first meeting someone. Like, I, like, decide right then unconsciously. Like, it's just something that I do.
Everyone does.
And I have realized time and time again that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost always, like, I'm like, oh, that person's an annoying bitch. And then, like... I interact with them later and I was like, oh, they're really cool. And like, I can't believe I was so quick to judge them. But I'm just finding out more and more. So now when I have an interaction with someone, I'm like, that person fucking sucks. And I'm just reminded like,
right.
Oh, you probably for some reason are defensive yourself. And like,
right.
I've never been wrong.
Yeah. I've never been wrong.
Yeah,
either.
That's true.
I've always been right about people.
I believe that. Especially your ex-girlfriend that you dated for 5 years.
Three.
Okay.
Three years.
She's great. Actually.
She's good.
There are other examples.
She's nice.
Well, I love her.
I'm dating her now, and she's great.
She just became a research assistant at her college.
I'm the researcher.
It's pretty cool.
She's researching Dan.
I mean, biology, and Dan is human. So
I am human.
She could probably...
Wow, yeah. This is incredible.
Would you let my ex research your body?
Me?
Yeah.
Like for a study?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just research. Like, she comes in with a notebook. And
I mean, I believe in science.
And then you're, like, hanging from, like, strings under your armpits.
I mean, yeah, that sounds cool.
Ow! Let me the fuck out of here! And she's like, you're gonna die.
Right.
Shit like that.
She's hitting me with a cattle prod.
Yeah. Dude, we should just, like, kidnap a guy for this podcast. You know what I mean?
And interview him.
and like chain him to the table.
We would get so many views if we just took a guy on Santa Monica Boulevard and put him on the chair and then took the tape off his mouth and we were like, so dude, what's up?
Yeah. Like we rip it off aggressively and then we're like, okay, cool. Anyway, we hung out
last night. And yeah. We watched Celebrity Big Brother season 3.
And I wasn't there for some reason, which is so cool. You guys didn't let me there.
You initiated plans. I was at my mom's house. I was like going back. And then yep. Matt's like, we're going to meet at my house. And I was like, that's cool. True. We'll all hang there. Matt said he bought Modelo's. I was excited. And then on mm-hmm. the way, I get a text, not even from Matt. I never heard from you at all.
Okay, if you keep taking this fucking tone with me, number one, we're going to have a problem.
It's the tone I have when I'm
if
hurt.
If you're going to use this fucking tone
it's
with me.
The tone I have when I'm hurt.
Me, take down your tone. Yelling is a form of violence.
Lower your tone.
Lower your tone.
I'll lower it, but I can't change the pain with it.
Yelling and screaming is a form of violence.
Well, Cooper is also, he's
me.
Also voicing, like he's being a voice for the voiceless, which is myself.
Yeah. I told you about the ex-girlfriend I had where we were talking in the car and she did something that upset me. And I swear to God, I was not yelling. My voice just went up and she was like, I actually think yelling is a form of violence.
And you're like, cool, that's irrelevant to this discussion.
Yeah, well, that's what you should have said.
Well, she was like, I believe that murder is wrong.
No, I was just like...
You're like, okay, well...
I was just... Well, right, dope. Immediately in my head, I was just like, yeah, then this isn't going to work out.
Did you
hey,
say
consider
that?
Yourself KO! I think she didn't even say yelling because I was so far from yelling. I think she literally said, I feel like using a high volume is a form of violence.
Do you know what's the best
and you're
response?
Like, that's interesting. I believe acting like a fucking cunt.
Right.
We listened to hard rock all the way home.
Do you know what's the best response that would have been to her saying, I think yelling is a form of violence? You just look at her and you go, violence! And that's...
I hit my head against the steering wheel as hard as I can.
But yeah, speaking of violence...
Yeah, keep going.
You said you wanted to hang out last night. Yeah. And then on my way over to Matt's, I get a text from Matt, and he's like, Dan bailed.
Yeah.
After and I had frantically cleaned my apartment and bought beer, even though I
so what you're saying is your life beer. Got better because I wanted to hang out.
Yeah, I spent money on beer that I didn't want
but
to drink.
But then it got worse because you abandoned us.
Like $17.
Hey, I'll Venmo you.
I don't want
to. I got that kind of stuff.
No, Dan, it was $100 for the
beer. I'll Venmo you.
It was $100.
I got that money.
Modelo has gone up like gas.
Modelo has gone up like gas.
The whole time I'm driving there, I'm like, maybe Dan's going to text me and be like, hey, I'm not making it.
Okay, so here's what happened on my end. I wanted to hang out. I told both of you I wanted to hang out. Me and my girlfriend, we got massages. We got a nice little dinner. We came to my house. She sucked me off.
Did you do anything for her?
I bought the massages.
Did you suck her off?
I asked and she said, no, thank you.
Did you... touch her in ways that made her feel valued?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
It's just kind of interesting. Then be like blowjob and then I'm heading out.
And then no. And then we played poker against each other. Mono-y-mono.
Wait. So the blowjob wasn't the last thing she did before she left?
No.
That's interesting. I don't know why.
No, we hung out.
No, when you're in love with someone, it's not always the last.
I've been here for a year.
I'm not saying she's going to be like, all right, and then leave, but it just seems
that's
like.
That's Cooper's impression of her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I'm done now.
Done with the wet dick. But no, it just seems like, oh, like we go home, play poker, and then we retire to the
when you really like
bedroom,
someone, like you, after you come, you don't feel like a disgusting.
No, you're putting all this shit on it. I'm just saying, it just seems like.
And these are the reasons I don't want to hang out with Cooper. Okay, you see, this is why I didn't come over.
He just wants to suck you off and go home.
He just wants to, yeah, like hangout wise, what Cooper will do is he'll tell.
I was like, when he came over, I was like, Cooper, I just want to hang out, and he's like, can I just suck you off and go home?
Yeah,
it's a fucking question. I literally can't ask a question now. How the fuck do you think science works? Literally.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Now, Cooper, you had an interview for the Comedy Store, right? A long time ago. And what was the first thing you said to the person who was interviewing you? Tell the people.
Can I suck you off?
Yeah, right. And do you think that helped your chances or hurt your chances?
Is this true?
It helped.
It helped.
What are you guys talking about?
But you can't apply that to friendship just because it's business.
Business is business and business is booming. My stomach is full of cum. No, I don't know. I'm just saying I feel like usually if you think about like when a blowjob would happen in the course of two people hanging out, a lot of times it's like kind of like goal line.
Right in the middle. No, no, no. That's intermission, baby. That's getting your popcorn.
Yeah, but you also didn't fuck. So I'm actually just thinking of just sex in general, whether it's like oral or like whatever kind of sexual shit. Usually that just happens at the end of something. Especially because she left your home.
No, the afterwards hang is the best part.
Yeah.
That's
where
why
true intimacy is.
No, I get a
that's
hang.
That's where you have to learn.
No, I get the hang, but it just sounds poker is like a whole nother activity.
Yeah.
You can do multiple right. activities.
Play poker, we'll walk around in rows.
I feel like you guys are just putting a lot of negative
when
vibes
you're in
on
love
me.
With
frankly,
someone,
it's just,
you can
it's
do
just,
a lot of things.
It's just interesting to just
the,
be like,
the
all
BJ
right.
The BJ is not the main event.
Right.
Well, I'm not saying it's the main event. I'm just saying usually
God
it happens
it.
After stuff.
Cooper, you have a lot
to
of talk
you out.
BJ is, it's just interesting. Just to
I just choked him out.
You know, just to BJ's. It's almost like when people are like, oh... You know, it's like when people are like, oh, I had a sandwich and some chips and a cup of water, and that was my lunch. And I'm like, oh, I guess that is enough. You know,
what
like
a sad just a, lunch.
Yeah, but it's like, sorry. Or you know what I mean? Like, just like a well-portioned meal. Like, oh, just a BJ, you know?
Right.
But then it's like, well, good for you for not, you know, maybe overindulging. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
A BJ is like a small bag of like Famous Amos cookies where you're like, that is enough.
I feel like any time where
you don't
I
need more.
Suck, like if my dude and I just like do oral, it's not because I'm like, I want you to suck my dick. Every time it's like, I want a dick in my mouth. And I think the same is for him. I'm never like, I want my dick sucked. He's like, I just want to suck a dick.
Right.
It's more exciting to suck a dick than to have your dick sucked.
Yeah, it's not like my favorite
like
thing
far
at all.
And away.
But it's hot that's what
I'm
going to
say you guys have a skewed view on that.
What do you mean?
I'm going to go ahead and say I think it's more exciting for me to get my dick sucked than
do you think it's
you're straight.
Suck a dick.
Do you think it's exciting to get your dick sucked?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay.
That's like
the least exciting
I mean,
thing in the world.
It's the closest I get to be Brian Gosling in the movie Driver.
Okay, I understand that.
You've never stomped someone out in an elevator?
It feels like stomping someone out, and I'm like, this is dangerous. What's going to happen?
I feel like it's kind of like Postmates, where you're like, ah, man, I can't
like,
wait.
She got teeth.
She's about to suck
happen?
My dick. She's like, why did you put that jacket on? And I'm like, it's my special jacket. Shut up.
It's a cool jacket.
Why is that cowboy hat? Where did that come from?
I just got the scorpion tattooed.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes blowjobs are like Postmates, where you're like, I'm so excited for this to happen. And then it comes, and you're like, oh, this is great. But, like, really the waiting was the fun.
No.
Like, Chick-fil-A tastes good, but when it was on the way, there was so much anticipation. There was so much opportunity in the air.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I can't agree with that.
Can I ask, I have been seriously...
I guess I'm the fucking devil, then.
That's already been established.
Yeah.
I have been seriously considering getting a tramp stamp.
Yeah, that'd be so funny.
So sexy.
Oh my God, get it.
Don't.
What's wrong with that?
Don't.
Cooper,
you don't
what?
Want Matt walking around like a little slut in Venice Beach?
Dude, it's...
How hot would it look if I had like a butterfly, like a trashy butterfly?
Yeah, with like the little like spinny... Dude, tramp stamps are coming back.
And I have like the little patch of hair above my ass, which is like, it would be the most adorable thing. The contrast.
You're sex negative, dude.
You know what's so funny is that would be so funny, but just also in my brain, I'm like, what kind of fucking
Cooper is such
piece of
see
trash.
It's so funny because he's so like progressive, but then sometimes he's I just like a gen it. He's like a Gen X dad. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
He's like a boomer
he's
dad.
He's like, you kids and your butterfly butt crack tattoos.
Right. It's like
all I'm trying to do is suck a girl with a dick.
You don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
You're wearing short sleeves to dinner. You got a fucking monarch right above your ass. And you think you deserve a top tier man?
No, you should absolutely get a fucking tramp stamp.
I'm really excited about it now. Maybe I'll get it in Vegas.
Yeah, that's fun.
I'm going to Vegas tomorrow.
And you're going to deny. You're like the dudes in the comment section of that video saying that if a woman fucks more than one guy, she's garbage.
I literally commented that, yeah.
Yeah, you did comment that.
No, I'm different from those
but if,
guys.
Okay, so Cooper.
Can you get a podcast tattoo? Get a mic. Get a microphone.
I would kill myself. I would kill. If I woke up and that was on my back, I would kill myself.
Did you get
awesome.
Sissy Boys on your back?
No.
If we reach 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, would you get a Sissy Boys tattoo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, we've been doing this for like 13 episodes. You're not going to get a tattoo?
I'm waiting for results.
Literally been
okay,
dude. We have like a dude. Our last video got like 165.
165.
If you want to talk about results? That's huge.
Gun to head, Cooper.
My favorite kind of Cooper. Go on.
Gun
That's
to
when I make
gun
my
to
best.
Cooper.
When do you make your best decisions? Definitely gun to my head.
100%. Gun to head, Cooper. Gun to cock and head. Whoa. You have to get a tramp stamp. What are you getting? Are you getting I Love Music?
Oh, I don't know.
That's really good. Yeah. That would be really good. You bend over and it just says, I love music.
Yeah, I mean, words are... I don't know why
gun
words
to head, gun to cock,
don't make sense.
What is your tramp stamp?
For some reason, the first thing I thought, I don't know if this would be it, but like a baseball, but that's like a cartoon character that has like a face and it's smiling and it's like, hey! And it's like a baseball character.
And he has like hands coming out of the baseball.
That's what I was wondering. I don't know. Maybe that. Because
it
seems
like you want it to be a horizontal.
This is pretty hacky, but if you kind of imagine it, it's very funny. Just like a photorealistic image of like Osama bin Laden's face.
I told you there's a rapper, Moneybagg Yo, who has Osama bin Laden tattooed. And he was just showing off his tattoos and not really mentioning it. But then everybody in the comments was like, is that Osama bin Laden?
That's really
And
funny.
He's like, yeah, mad respect. I mean, there's a guy that has Anne Frank tattooed on his face.
Yeah.
And people ask him about it. He's like, it just reminds me to keep going. I'm like, there's so
You're
many.
Like, she stopped at 13.
Ask me what my tattoo would be. My tramp stamp.
Okay, gun to cock, gun to head,
yeah.
Gun to your girlfriend's head.
Oh, my God.
You have to get a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
What is it?
It would say emergency contact and then my mom's name and her phone number.
Oh, that's actually, yeah, that's pretty good. That's
but then I'm
going to
come on your mom's phone number?
Yeah.
What if you just got the same tattoo you have here, but then just also a tramp stamp of it?
The exact
What
same?
If you did that? If you were like, I just love this one.
Yeah,
so
I love
just
this.
Get, I just get it everywhere.
That's really funny.
I just want to, you know, it looks good on the leg. It's why get another?
That's awesome.
It's solid.
Yeah.
That's very like, I mean, that's what 6ix9ine did, though.
Doesn't With 6ix9ine?
He got 6ix9ine tattooed all over his body.
Like everywhere on his body.
Yeah. Because it's a cool number.
Okay, well,
my man looked like the bathroom.
What he did,
but yeah. So,
well, what would you get? Did you have a suggestion?
I, you know, I quickly thought.
Oh,
of it
Boeing 747, easy.
Oh, did I
ever... AR-15? Duh. No,
yes.
I think I would get a really cute, like traditional, like trashy style butterfly, and it has like the like curvy lines coming out of it. Do you know? Can you imagine what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
you can imagine
exactly.
Like a butterfly, and then the wings kind of have like some like flute.
They just have those weird,
I just want something
like,
really cutesy, like or late 90s vibes.
Did I tell you guys?
Totally.
I don't think I've told this story, but there was a woman I was dating. I can't say what the tattoo was, but it wasn't this, but she had a tattoo of an incredibly realistic, like a beautiful turtle on her back, like the entire length of her back. And it was like,
that's so bad.
It was like, no, it wasn't a turtle. It was really good. The tattoo was awesome. Like, I have to make this was like one of the coolest.
Will it like identify her? Is that why?
If I said what the tattoo was,
all right.
It like the most beautiful tattoo I've ever seen. And when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's such a cool tramp stamp. It was like the length of her back, like from her shoulders down her. And I was like, oh my God, tramp stamps are in that. Yeah. And she laughed, but I could tell she was also a little bit upset that I said that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
People don't like that word now.
I think
just want you to say like lower back?
I think
tattoo?
It's fully coming back though. I think it's like fun.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything because I understand. I guess like the connotation of it, but I'm sure a lot of people who have them like calling it tramp stamp.
I think it's a thing for fun people.
But
yeah, it's a
thing. I mean, it's literally
the word. You're saying that you are a tramp. Like you're. It's basically
yeah, of course.
Like, oh, you're a slut.
No, that's fair.
But that's fun to be a slut now.
But the same way, I feel like people still say wife beater, and it's like
I've realized people don't say that anymore.
I've
people
heard
and
people
like,
have stopped.
People
yeah.
on the internet will now call it husband beater. I'm serious. People call it a man beater or a husband beater.
Well, that's
can they just call it a tank top?
Absolutely not. That's
much
thicker fabric.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. You know, the wife beaters is that. Particular like
it's specific
really
type of yeah
we should call it a Brando because Marlon Brando wore them in Street Car Named Desire and he was gorgeous.
We should call it a Kristen Stewart because I saw her wear it in a photo shoot.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, but Brando is quicker.
She's great.
Stewart.
Fuck. All right, I mean pretty solid.
Spencer.
I do like the tramp stamp.
It's called a Twilight
lower back tattoo slash Twilight, because it's like it's one of those things that you get really just to let people know what kind of person you are. It's almost the same thing as a tongue piercing, just to be like, this is who I am.
I'm cool.
See this? You can assume things from this.
Right.
Tongue piercings are fun though, because it's hidden. Like you can know someone for a while and not know they have a tongue piercing.
Right. Yeah.
I would prefer a tongue piercing over someone having like a lip piercing or like a nose thing.
I don't really get lip piercings. I don't really know.
I had a lip ring for a couple years in college.
I like a diamond in the ear.
That's cute.
I had a diamond in the ear.
I love a septum piercing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had my septum pierced.
Really?
Yeah, I've had my eyebrow pierced, my lip. I had a lip ring. I had a septum. Never at the same time. It was always one thing.
Weird.
But my lip ring, I had my lip ring in college, and I worked for this company. I'm sure you guys all have this thing. It's like you call alumni at your college and ask them to donate to their college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I had that job on campus, and whenever someone makes a donation, it sends them a picture of you. And it's like, Matt wants to thank you for your donation of $25. This is who you talk to. And my boss called me into the office one day, and he's like, hey, Matt, if you're going to continue working here, we need you to no longer have a lip ring. And I was like, oh, why? And he was like, multiple people have, upon receiving your photo, said that they will no longer be donating to this college.
So fucking funny.
Because they're like, we didn't know that this institute supported students like this.
This is a Christian place, right?
Yeah, and in the 70s and 80s, like, if you had a lip ring, it meant that you were gay.
Right, of course.
And little did I know that it also meant that I was gay.
Right. So your body was just like Manchurian candidating your way into a fucking piercing place.
I think me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
And they're like, yeah, well, what did you do this summer? And I was like, I sucked dick.
I mean, I sucked a guy's dick, but that doesn't mean anything.
I did it for God,
though.
But
I prayed for him.
You've always been pretty in style with what gay guys are doing, it seems like.
Always?
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like...
Now you're problematic.
I mean, when I was a kid, I played with my shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what...
That was huge back then for 5-year-old gay guys?
Pretty in style. I don't know. I mean, I've only been out since... 2014.
But I mean, like, you were in the flow of when gay guys were like piercing faces more.
Yeah.
And like now you're in the flow of like thrift shop East Side gay guy.
God, being problematic, saying really, you know, rude.
You know what? I think because of the internet, like, there is no longer one type
misogyny.
Of...
No, definitely not one type, but you are in a...
If you're saying, am I the coolest type of gay person? The answer is
yeah,
yes.
I think what he's trying to say in a very rude way is that you've always been the coolest kind of gay
guy. It's like
the
stock market.
I enjoy aesthetic. I have a lot of plants. I dress well.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's like the cock market. Like, you are, you know, part... Like, you're part of, like, a blue chip company.
You're a blue chip type.
The cock market?
Yeah, the cock market.
Of, like...
You don't know about the cock market?
Of types of gay guys. Like,
this is a new app.
Yeah. Thrift shop, East Side gay.
Well, it's not just, I mean, that's just a different kind of market. Like, that's a NASDAQ, but the Dow is like, is straight cock.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, the NASCOC. And you're, you know, like, you're like part of a blue chip company.
The NASDAQ.
But there's also, you know, like, leather gays and, like, you know, it's...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I enjoy myself, and I think of myself less and less as, like, a gay person, which is so annoying
Don't
to say.
Don't stop doing that.
Which is so annoying
to
say.
No, no, no. Think of yourself. Do you want to be famous?
You want a job?
Don't think of yourself as an individual or a person. Get that out of your fucking head. That's stupid thinking.
Be the community.
Yeah.
Be the brand.
Be the brand.
Be the brand.
What is the brand?
Don't be a person. Be a brand.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but what is the brand?
Gay.
I think my brand is like, it's like borderline offensive, like a gay guy who...
No, 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 stop that.
No, no, no.
Stop that.
Okay.
It's one-dimensional, heartless, surface level.
Right.
You talk about gay guy who is bad person.
All you do is talk about hanging out with the girls.
Gay guy who is bad guy.
You're going to be on a show where everyone's in a square, okay? Right. And you're going to...
Hollywood squares.
And you're going to, you know, you're going to be a little sassy.
You're sassy
and,
in the square.
And there's just, you're mostly undertone, and you're one-dimensional. Nobody ever really gets to know you.
Right, and I say, you're wearing that top?
You're great at it.
You got it.
You're going to be big, But just
no wonder he didn't want to bring you home, Susan.
That's different, but I still like it.
Yeah,
but just
famous bachelor Matt LeGrand.
Right. Yeah. Famous bachelor.
Worldwide bachelor Matt LeGrand.
Well, my favorite flavor of ice cream is cupcake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're done. You just finished doing a fucking popper, and you're like, "Hi, welcome to Hollywood Square."
Dude, that would be so awesome to just be like closeted in the 50s on Hollywood Squares. You're just getting fucked in the ass, and then you're just being like, time to go on television.
Can you imagine the top-notch dick those guys are doing? Because they really do, like, there's no grinder. So the only thing people have is watching, like, daytime television and trying to think who's gay and then going after them.
Or they had these things that were called bars.
Yeah, but there weren't a lot of those.
There's a lot of
gay bars.
I know gay bars.
Oh,
well,
or like cruising bars.
So this area right now in the early 1900s was known as the Swisher Hills, and it has the lowest number of gay bars in the past 100 years. Right now, it does.
It has the this lowest. Is, oh, right now it has
like
the lowest.
Like at one point,
number.
There were like 20 plus gay bars in this area. It's where all the silent movie stars lived that were gay.
I guess I'm going off of because in Boston. Like LA definitely, it may be an exception, or maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's like in Boston, I remember like going to this place. It's, I forget what it's called, something cabaret maybe, and it was like the only like gay bar in Boston for a second.
Yeah, I mean, this was like, I think a lot of the stuff was underground, but I mean, you are correct. And majority of the like locations in the States, it's more.
I was also trying to make a joke.
Did you like how me and Dan just started talking about how awesome it would be to be closeted in the 50s?
Right.
I just like that conversation started and Matt was
okay,
like, all right.
Well, specifically
and
on
I was like, wait, actually,
Hollywood
it might
Squares.
Be difficult.
Which is even worse because you're a public figure, so like everybody's constantly asking you about your life and you still have to be closeted.
Right.
I mean, horrendous.
They're like, wait, you have a roommate? You have so much money, though. What do you need a roommate
Yeah, why
for?
Are you living with a roommate?
Well, you know, I mean. Sydney's just a nice guy.
Right. I have to save up money.
Yeah.
Move to town.
Oh, man. We should all just get tramp stamps.
I think I'm going to get one.
Sell out.
I also really want a belly button ring.
Yeah, we could get you that.
You should get a butterfly one.
I'm just like, how cute would I be at the beach? Like, my big, hairy body, and it's just like, I'm in a Speedo, and I have like a dangling belly button ring with maybe the Star of David, if they'll allow it.
That's fun.
And then,
who's that? Like, the...
Have you not been to the beach lately? Dude, they are not cool with that at the beach.
Do Jewish people run the beach?
No, it's the opposite.
Oh,
they're discriminated. Yeah,
Cooper.
First of all, calm down. Second of all, they're discriminated against mostly at the beach.
What the? Where the frick did that come
where
from?
Where did that come from?
Well, you said, I want to get a
what
star.
The heck?
I want to get a Star of David if they allow it. And I was like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Like the Jewish,
have you never
the
met
Jewish
a lifeguard
people?
At Venice Beach?
Oh my God. Have you talked to a lifeguard, dude?
They're anti-Semitic?
No! Cooper. Oh my God.
I'm just trying to get the math on this one.
I mean, we don't know. That could be a lifeguard thing.
I'll stop going to Venice if those guys don't save Jews. I'll stop right now.
What has gotten into you? Are you trying to get curb stomped?
I go to Zumba. It's non-denominational.
Do you go to Zumba?
Zumba.
Zumba Beach.
Oh, I think you meant Zumba. Like, no. Exercise.
I'm doing
I go to Zumba. It's
I'm,
non-denominational.
No joke.
I was like, that's lit.
I'm going to get made fun of.
It's
I'm going to
Christian.
A pole dancing class.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Literally no one who watches this
I'm
podcast
the king of
is
yumming your yum.
You're yumming
I'm
my yum.
I'm the king of yumming your yum as long as I like it.
You're going yum, yum, yum.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really good core exercise. That's
I can't
really
wait.
Every part. Where are you going?
I have no idea.
You're going to get so
well, can you invite
my friend Sid sent me the stuff. I'm just going to go.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah.
I wonder, is it expensive?
I mean, even if it is, I'm just doing one class.
Right.
This isn't
like,
going to
be
my
like
new hobby.
It'll be like, well, that's what they always, they like, that was me. Like, I'm like,
If I was going to get into it, I would get into like learning how to be a male stripper. I wouldn't like.
No. Because you think you're just going to do it in college and then the money's good. And
the
so you keep
good.
Doing it and
yeah,
you forget
yeah.
that you wanted to do biology.
I go back to
so,
it.
What's going to happen?
Yeah, biology. Yeah, you're saving up money for grad school.
I want to take a pole dancing class and then just when I'm up there,
I
just
love
be
that.
Like,
I think that's
oh, fuck.
And then you just let out a massive fart.
I'm coming.
Just shit.
Oh, shit, my fucking pants.
How much time is left? Like 10 minutes? Oh, okay, thank God. I have a lot to talk about. Have you guys...
Okay, get into it.
Do you guys have the entire box collection of Dallas?
No.
Me neither.
That's a good question, though.
But yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good icebreaker.
Is that a current show?
There was a reboot.
Ooh.
But it was a classic show back in the day, and the big question was who killed
Roger Rabbit.
There was a character, and they're like, who killed blank? And I don't remember his name. It's a very famous
line.
Why'd
you bring this up?
You know, I was trying to keep
Was it like a bit that like, oh, it would be funny to bring up something that's like not interesting?
Okay, but just make notes to cut this.
But then you said it, and you were like,
you
oh, that was just
stop,
not interesting.
You have to stop saying something and then saying cut it.
It ain't that I cut that bitch.
Just bringing stuff up and just being like, you know what?
Yeah,
cut
that
it
off.
Let's cut it.
You know, I it was a big swing. It was a
There's
big
no
hit.
Person in the world that I think would benefit from that in their actual personal lives than you. If you had the ability to do that in regular
That's
conversation.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
There are people who have killed people.
What do you mean?
There are people who have murdered people.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah, yeah. So if they could cut things out of their lives, that would probably be, they would probably benefit from that more than things that I have done.
But they wouldn't. You would benefit from it because you try and enact change in yourself. So
thank
he's
you.
Complimenting
oh,
you.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cooper. That was so nice, actually.
No, what I'm saying is actually that you're full of regret.
No. Don't.
Cooper was really on a great streak.
I
if I could
you
go
out of
back
this.
And redo things that were hurtful to others, then I would... make sure that they were happy. Whereas he's saying, like, a huge piece of shit like you.
No.
When you hurt someone, you would cut it out and then you would do it worse.
I would keep
it. Yeah. I didn't hurt them enough.
I was not saying that.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that, but I would go back and watch it and go like I would go back and watch me doing it and go
We should have people we've hurt on the podcast.
Guys we hurt.
And then just come on and just be like, I was right. You're a bitch. Everyone fucking hates
you're
you.
You're describing Mark Maron.
Get
you're describing
fuck.
WTF.
Well, no, I like how Mark does it because he'll just be like, listen, I don't like you. I'm not going to lie about that. But I do feel bad for calling you a cunt at JFL.
Right, right. He'll apologize for the specific things, but he'll be like, oh, I don't like you.
But though. He's clear on how right. he feels.
I remember, yeah. That's very
that
funny.
Is a great idea, $1 million idea, actually. No one listening steal this, but a pod called Who Hurt You?
Right.
And then you just bring on people who have hurt you.
Right.
I love that.
Everyone's had
chaotic.
That idea.
That's like the most self-flagellating, like, I went to school for God. Journalism, but it didn't work out kind of fun.
You know,
like,
I got a call for an audition that apparently everybody would call, but it's like, you're supposed to
everybody
bring your ex. Like, they're like, hey, can you get your ex to be on this show and you just talk about why your relationship failed? And I was like, how about you write a pilot? How about you do that? How about instead of calling random open mic comedians and asking them to get their act, how about you get a writer to write a show?
No.
You fucking asshole.
Was it a reality show?
Yeah, literally a reality. They should have called it You Do All the Work. Where they just film you doing all the fucking work.
That's a great idea. It's a show called You Do All the Work.
Right.
There you go.
It's so stupid. It's like some reality TV is like is fine or whatever, but it's like that specifically is just like put yourself they're looking for a person who just has no awareness of what will hurt them and what is like bad to do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're a person that like really takes account of like how you're feeling and you
how
just,
other
and,
people it's like
yeah.
I'm going to call my ex and be like, "Hey, do you want to be on this TV show where you say like you relive our fucking relationship.
Right, and it's like, you're going to get paid $400.
Literally, that's the thing. I mean, buyout. That's why I'm actually mad. I have no problem with people doing that if it's for like a good amount of money. It's for like $27.
Yeah,
they pay you
very,
nothing
very
for
stupid.
That.
Dude, they're going even harder in commercials with not doing the work because like I get sent self-tapes and then they'll just be like, pretend you're on your couch just having a good time.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, play with it. And I'm like, play with it? What do you want me to do?
Right, they're
like,
saying write the commercial.
Yeah, like you want me to fuck my ass on the couch? Is that what you want? Because if you want me to fuck my ass on the couch.
You should have been like, yeah, I didn't know I couldn't do that. It's
you said
acting.
Play with it.
Yeah, it's acting.
What am I going to do, just sit there like an idiot? No, I fucked my ass.
Right.
You're like, that wasn't me, that was a character.
That was a character.
I don't even like that kind of stuff.
I don't even like that kind of
even,
stuff.
I don't even have a couch.
Whenever anyone asks me to ad lib in an audition, I always just do. Daniel Day Lewis, and There Would Be Blood.
Oh yeah.
No matter what, if it's an audition for like McDonald's commercial where I'm pulling up and ordering, they're like, "And this take, make it your own." I'm like, "They killed my boy.
I eat the cheeseburger."
No, not even trying to, because that's too much. That's too much effort.
Yeah.
I just go drained it.
Mm-hmm. I usually threaten people. when they're like, okay, so like you guys are at like a high school prom and then you look into her eyes and then you say something.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, I pretty much, I look at her and I go,
I'll do anything to win.
And I do stuff like that. And people use, I try and bring like a sports vibe to it. I don't know. I had to do a self-tape today, and when I recorded it, I like said all the stuff I had to, and then I went, and this is a scab, not a permanent mark, because
that's
it looks
fun.
So bad.
Oh,
it
yeah.
looks like you have stitches on your face.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, because I came over last night, and the first thing Matt said to me was, oh my God, that looks so bad.
That's what you want to hear, though, right?
But it, I don't feel
I mean,
bad.
I knew it looked bad.
I don't feel bad saying that, because it's not going to be there for very long, but it yeah. is just like, Jesus Christ.
Right? Yeah. I hate it.
It literally looks like you have 7 stitches on your mouth.
Like I feel
you were like mauled by a bear or something.
I feel like the mole guy in Austin Powers. And I literally thought that before I went to work. And then Bruce Gray was like, you're like the mole guy in Austin Powers.
But the mole guy, it's like that's a permanent fixture on his face.
Do you feel like it's making you stronger having to walk around with that on your face?
No. It makes me very insecure.
It's his kryptonite. It's
that's what I thought.
Him.
It's ruining my life. I haven't made a TikTok in days.
Oh my God.
Because I feel too ugly.
You got to get back. You got to make a TikTok about how ugly. It'd be like, just so you know, this is very brave of me to say, but I'm okay with having a little bit of scarring on my face from shaving bad.
I feel like I need to make a video into that. If I did, it would have to.
We're in a similar place. I feel like very insecure because I have no facial hair right now. Mm-hmm. And I have 17 chins and my face, I look like I'm prepubescent.
Yeah.
And no one has looked at me with desire.
No, I mean, I've been walking around without sleeves on, so I understand. People have been treating me weird.
Good God.
People have been treating
me
different.
Can you just try to be relatable one
people
time?
Have been thinking, they've been looking at me and they've been going,
oh,
that guy
must
be stupid.
Can you say one thing that's vulnerable one time?
Yeah, yeah, one time.
Like one thing that's actually...
Yeah, I will. Okay. One time after sex, a woman said, you're the most handsome man I've ever been with.
Oh. That is vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is vulnerable.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's really good.
One time after having sex, a woman turned over to me and said, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to fuck you up.
And it was hot.
You ready to get curb stomped?
She curb stomped me. We fucked, and then she said, bite the curb, whitey.
She has a curb next to her bed.
She's yeah,
like,
she does.
Into that.
Well, she was into skating.
She's into kink.
Yeah.
One time after sex, a woman turned to me and she said, why didn't we have sex?
I'm a man. Oh, because I'm SSA.
Same sex attracted, people... baby.
And you were like, not again.
I have had sex with a vagina one time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Really, really, really sloppy.
Yeah.
Like really, really sloppy. But I thought it was his butthole.
Oh, interesting.
It's a long day.
Sure.
He's wearing biker shorts.
Okay. And you just kind of slid it in wherever you could.
Yeah. This is my first year in Los Angeles, and I saw an advertisement on Craigslist, and it was like $100 for a room in West Hollywood. And I was like, fuck yeah. And attached to that ad with the text was just a picture of a guy bent over.
Right.
And I was like, in my mind, I was like, I'm going to go check out this place. But I low-key knew, like, I feel like we're probably just going to bone and then I'm going to leave.
Right, right.
So I get there and this dude is watching a documentary about how Queen Elizabeth was actually a trans man.
Awesome.
Or is a trans woman. Sorry. Born as a man is a woman now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, foreshadowing. Sure. Didn't think about it then. Pretty, like, somewhat attractive dude. Big guy, linebacker shoulders, hairy chest, kind of weird pattern facial hair. We start making out. He pulls like this. What is the bed called when it's in the cupboard? And you, like in the
trundle?
A trundle. He pulls it out. And then he's wearing shorts and he has like this massive dick like that I can see through the shorts. We start making out and playing with his dick. And then like he gets me hard and he has like a slit in the back of his shorts. And so like he slides my dick in there and I start fucking him and I'm like, this is really wide and sloppy.
Interesting.
But I'm like 21 and incapable of saying I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
And then I come inside of him and then he was like, hey, do you want to know something? And then I was like, sure. And then he pulls his shorts off and a dildo pops out.
Right.
And that was what his dick was. And he was like, you were fucking my vagina.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, interesting. And then like I felt his chest and he had like the scars from getting breasts removed.
That's what's so funny about you is that your reaction to like thinking you were having anal sex and you were having vaginal sex as a gay man was interesting.
It is interesting.
Meanwhile, straight guys who have sex with like people in the like rare instances where a straight guy will have sex with someone and it turns out that they, like they have a mental crisis about it.
Sure.
But your reaction to it is like,
it's like, well, right. It didn't affect you though. Anyways,
like, man,
but
pussy
the more,
shit.
The more unusual part of the encounter is that I was like, oh, so I was like, oh, you're a trans dude. And I was like, it's kind of strange that you told me it was your butt and it's not. Like, I feel like there's some moral discrepancy.
Yeah,
there.
There's something strange there.
But then he was like, I'm not a trans man. He's like, I was born a man and I transitioned into a woman in my 30s. And I got my penis inverted into a vagina.
Oh,
and
okay.
I got breasts. And then when I turned 40, I realized I wasn't a woman. I just wanted to be a bottom. So then he transitioned back into a man. And he got his breasts cut out. He detransitioned.
Whoa.
And
I wonder if he ever got a penis transplant.
Well, as of 7 years ago, no.
Dude, imagine having, if he got a penis transplant, imagine having two penises and one vagina in one life.
You've reached enlightenment
this
at
is
that point.
Yeah. What a perspective.
But anyway, this person is like, I told this story to another person. They were like, oh, you had sex with Joe Mangina. And I was like, what? And he was like, Joe Mangina. There, he was like, this is a famous person who like detransitioned. And then I looked up and sure enough.
That's so, they were famous.
Yeah.
Shout out
so.
Joe Mangina. Do Anyways. You guys want to do gay straight pan?
Yeah.
That's the most incredible story yeah. of all time.
That's a solid.
There were
ending.
So many left turns yeah. to that story. It's
left
crazy.
Turned, it came full circle.
It came full. Yeah, there were enough
started
to come
back
full
right
circle.
Where we started.
So
you
so
never
wait,
know who you're gonna meet in LA.
Did that person make it clear that you were fucking their ass initially, or were no. you just assuming? You made assumptions.
I made assumptions.
You made assumptions.
I did.
Right.
And, like, I assumed that
that
was
say,
their dick because I was rubbing it. They're like, yeah, rub my cock.
If it was, I'm just trying to, I mean, like, I can't even wrap my head around that. And there's so many specifics to that.
I think
that you
it was
can't
a situation where, like, some people would be like, I was violated or I was, like, raped or, like, fuck this
Well,
person.
I was going to say if it was a situation in which they were like, fuck my ass, but they actually had a vagina, it's almost on par with, like, you know, obviously when you're having sex with a woman, that doesn't imply that you have consent for anal sex. So it's like,
right.
But that's not even really the same thing. Like, I don't even know
it's a league
how
of its
to
own.
Think about it. It's a league of its own.
I view this guy as sort of like Danny Ocean from the Ocean series, where it's like,
I was thinking the same thing.
He got away with it again. You know what I mean? Like he made a guy think it was a butthole, but it wasn't. And then, yeah. And then later on, it's like, what happened to the diamond? And then a guy's like, Joe Mangina, you motherfucker.
A contortionist,
you know?
Pops out of his bike pants.
Yeah.
And just goes, we got him again.
I stole $50,000 in emeralds in my pussy because everyone thought I had a dick.
Yeah.
Nobody knew the wiser at the Mirage.
That's exactly what I was thinking in that moment.
Right?
So, Cooper, just so Matt has a break, do you want to do pan first?
Oh, can I tell you the worst part about that whole evening?
Oh, of course.
The worst part about that whole evening is I go back to my car and it was towed.
Oh, that's great.
That's so
Did
funny.
You have Joe help you out?
Or? No. Oh. I was like, I'm never talking to that person again. And mostly because he was like 50-ish and I felt like he kind of took advantage of me as a 21.
And then they were like, no, your car actually wasn't towed. So it was initially towed and then it was parked again. And then right. we realized that
we parked it incorrectly.
Yeah, we parked it incorrectly. So we had to tow it again.
Joe Mantow.
Joe Mantow.
Yeah. They're like, your car is actually a bicycle.
Your car's a bike now. All right, Cooper, do you want to do Pam?
I went and had dinner with my mom and brother last night.
You can't keep doing these things.
I had a good time.
That's not fair.
Where'd you guys have dinner?
I don't know. I need to fuck a man, but I just keep hitting Grindr at the wrong times.
Right.
That's okay. Like, I got on Grindr in, like, the morning yesterday. So it was just, like, horny. And then I, like, talked to this guy. And then he's like, you want to get fucked right now? And I was like, no. It's like,
I'm having coffee.
I was like, it's like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would be, like, a, you know, kind of a wild way to start the day.
Right.
But I was like, I don't know if I want to go throughout the day
you know, starting off getting fucked is just like kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But if I had like a boyfriend, we woke up and then we just had sex, that's one thing. But to like go to a guy's house, he was 2,000 feet away, but nonetheless.
Jesus Christ.
Still leaving.
Do you feel comfortable having him come to your place or no?
No, not really.
No.
Either. My walls are thin. I have like
yeah.
too many roommates and it's just gross.
Yeah.
And I know anyone within a 2,000 foot radius of me also lives in a shitty place, but I don't want it to be my shitty place.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck somewhere dirty.
Having such a dirty, gross, straight guy room that I won't bring men to it is my pansexual.
Ugh, God,
that's great.
That is so bad. Both of you have that issue.
No, I don't. My room's clean.
You haven't
enough
even
to
seen
fuck.
My room. I just said that.
You just said it, and I
yeah.
believed you.
I know.
I trust you.
But you like looked away as if you were thinking about what it
was. Well, I knew what his situation was, Daniel.
It's not that bad.
Are you using the bike rack I gave you?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I had to buy a wheel stabilizer because it didn't come with that. But
a what stabilizer?
Wheel stabilizer. Because when you just put a bike up, the wheel will fall, so you have to buy something that clamps it to the bike frame.
What? There is a Velcro strip that it came with.
Oh, do you have it?
I'm not sure.
What?
Can we check?
Yeah, we can check. What's something straight you did, Dan?
Well, the whole date night was pretty straight.
Good God.
Yeah, dates are gay, dude. What are you talking about?
She had
that was actually so gay. I paid for my girlfriend and I to get massages together, and then she sucked my giant clit.
Oh, she sucked my dick.
That's not what it is.
My clit is so big, I like to call it.
Well, technically, anatomically, yeah, that is kind of...
so big. I got a 2-inch clit. Suck it for massage.
It's much bigger than
Suck
that.
Suck it for massage.
I will give it to you that anatomically a penis is kind of technically a clit, but it is much bigger than what you just said.
Oh, I just splooged. Do you want to play poker?
What?
Nothing. I just feel like that was a big, like, that was out of character for you.
What do you mean?
To feel the need to defend your penis size.
She said 2 inches.
Yeah, everyone knows that your dick is bigger than 2 inches.
They know it's
that's
not
true.
Are anyone watching the podcast that would have believed that Matt
if you believe that it was 2 inches, please comment.
You're a loser if you think that.
Here's the thing. I have never attacked either of your penises. I have only said nice things, in fact. So the fact that you would come after me on an audio podcast.
Do you want me to come before you?
A 2-inch clit is huge. It's such a big clit.
Don't look at me like that.
Such a big clit.
I think it's fine. I think it's beautiful.
Well, okay. What, like, if you adjust it for inflation from clit to dick,
yeah,
2 inches.
Yeah, from 1977 kind of a compliment. To 2022.
Just think of it in dick length, if that's what you want
to
do.
Clit used to be much bigger.
It is crazy that clits and dicks are exactly the same. It's just that, like, with men, they just add.
And there's no urethra,
piss
obviously.
To it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No.
Like, it's,
and, well, and cum.
But a clit is an amazing thing because it only exists for pleasure.
Right.
It's the only reason it's there. Just
sometimes it exists for pain.
Just hanging out, just being like...
It depends what you do with it.
Hit me! Hit me!
You know?
I want to come! That's...
Don't have this
I was thinking about the fact that, like, women's sexuality is so interesting because everything that you, like, read and hear about it is, like... Well, it's very important for, like, sustained pleasure over time. And, like, that you hit erogenous zones, but not too early because you want them to be warmed up before. And then you get in bed with a woman. She's like, punch me in the face as hard as you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like that.
I do feel like most women I know, it's literally like, I'm so fucking sick of PC culture where guys are treating me like I'm, like, this delicate flower where I want you to, like, pound the
That's
fuck.
Why watch Owen Gray. He shows you how to do it.
I'm like a Formula One race car driver. I'm like, I just wait for the lights.
You are not like a
And Formula. Once people say go, then we're going.
You're going.
People like to feel dominated.
If you see the lights go out and they say slap, you're like, guess we're slapping.
Matt, what do you think? Gay?
Something gay I did?
Yeah.
I do too much gay shit.
Right.
What do you mean I'm not like a Formula One
I'd be
racer?
Doing too much gay shit. I don't know. My boyfriend and I had a threesome the other day with a really hot guy. That's not that interesting.
You guys really be doing a lot of fucking.
We went to see a movie together yesterday. That was cute. And I'm going to Vegas tomorrow to be in the Drag Race finale. Be in it. I'm going to the Drag Race finale. They're filming the final thing.
Does anyone get left out in a threesome?
It happens.
Yeah, sometimes, definitely. It depends who's the
Have you had a threesome, Dan?
No, but I've heard.
Have you had a threesome, Cooper?
No.
Wow. Have you had a threesome, Lewis? Okay.
You're right. Capable of that.
You fucking slut.
Yeah, I'm a
you
slut.
You little slut.
There is times where, like, yeah, definitely there's moments where, like, I don't know, but you have to be just, like, kind of chill about it, and it's fine. As long as you're all into each other, it's great.
Okay.
But there is the case where usually one person is more into someone else.
The lady I'm talking to right now suggested a threesome.
With two guys and her?
Yeah. Which I might be more.
Oh, yeah.
I might be more down for than a woman because because she was like, yeah, I mean, a lot of times, like, the women will just start focusing on each other. I'm like, that's what I would do. I mean, if right. you're like, oh, there's a babe here.
Right.
But I don't know.
All right, let's say...
Wait. Oh, yeah. So we have to do high-energy shout-outs, guys. We need to give these people our all. So let's
fucking...
Who are
fucking, these people?
These are people who subscribe to the YouTube.
Fuck so, yeah.
Okay? Okay, so let's go. Zachariah the Witch.
Zachariah the Witch, I see that. Your DMs. I see
oh my God,
the
Zachariah.
Like stories. I sometimes like them. I don't respond because... You know, sometimes I worry that if you give a person an inch, they try and find out where you live.
The thing about him, he put a gun in my mouth and I felt nothing but excitement sexually.
But he seems like a great guy.
Good guy.
And I like he commented something funny on the other day on one of the reels. I like when people are funny. The hate speech stuff, I don't like that much.
Yeah, we don't
Zachariah.
Love that. Jennifer Connors. Jennifer Connors?
Jennifer Connors, it looks like your profile photo is like you're a teacher.
LinkedIn, yeah.
At
some
a
sort
school.
Of a LinkedIn photo.
We know you feel trapped occupationally.
You need to get out. Whatever you're doing, get out of it.
Teach yourself how to shoot a gun, go in, kill the principal.
And if I feel like you have a passion for animals, and that's what you've always wanted to be doing, so get in there.
Alex,
the LA Zoo is hiring.
Alex Kretzer. Alex Kretzer.
Alex Kretzer, change your last name.
Change it. You also wouldn't stand a chance in the ring with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, if you went and fought Ronda Rousey, it looks like you're having fun, you're on the beach, you're having a good time. You're not training. You're not in the gym. And Ronda Rousey, even though she's not active, she hasn't been active since her loss to, I believe, Amanda Nunes.
Yeah.
I still think you couldn't necessarily
also,
take her.
Also, I want to say, I just looked at your picture, and you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
and
also about to bring
I think
up.
You should know that I hope any man slash woman slash non-binary in your life is making you feel like you're $1 million.
There was one more person on the other page,
yeah,
too.
The last person was Lotto.
Lotto?
Lotto. That's what I got of respect for you.
You got a lot of respect. That was money. Kaylin Bat.
Scary-ass last name,
Kalina,
Kaylin.
Kalina Bat.
Kalina
Bat.
Really scary.
That sounds like a drag name. It's like, I'm Kaleening a bat.
Or I was thinking cleaning a bat, like getting a hand job.
Oh, shit.
Kalina Bat.
Yeah, maybe we're being punked right now.
Yeah, no, that's a scary name. I don't like that.
Jess bat. Morris, 112.
Damn, that's the same year my dad was born.
Whoa. Carlos Camacho. Look at this motherfucker. Are you fucking kidding me?
Carlos Camacho, the mustache out of this world. Also, Carlos, I wish you were going. I wish it was Carlos Commando.
He probably eats pussy for
dude.
Like 13.
Stop wearing underwear. Stop wearing underwear.
If you eat pussy, you do it for. If you don't eat pussy, which, you know, some people don't,
fuck
you're
them.
Still doing great.
Last but not least,
I bet he eats it on the rag.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You got it.
He would. You
Carlos,
got it, dude.
You do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Carlos,
are you kidding
Commando?
Me? I prefer it.
What's up with people being afraid of that?
No one is.
I don't get it.
Those are fake guys.
That's just some liquid.
Yeah. Niram Fool. Niram Fool.
Yeah, Niram Fool. My knee ram fool.
Let me get a sock check.
I wish it was empty, but my knee is rammed and full.
Lewis, is that high energy enough for you?
Yes. Also, I would like to say... Last but not least, Joe Mangina. Thank you for subscribing.
Oh, shout out Joe Mangina.
All right.
It just makes me want to laugh.
On the YouTube.